Hey, everyone. Welcome to the Real As Yates podcast. We are your hosts, Taylor Yates
and Paige Yates.
In this podcast, we share with you everything we know about real estate, Greater Boston, and life. And in case you're wondering, yes, we are in fact related. We are a top producing mother-son real estate agent team where we lead, surprise, the Yates team.
Okay, Taylor, what are some of the things you're going to do this summer?
Well, some of the things we've been doing, I really like to go camping with my oldest, and my youngest is joining us now too. And she's, you know,
she's the middle now.
You're right. She's the middle now. Sorry, still breaking some habits. My middle daughter is now old enough to come, and we go out to, there's a couple of nice state parks around Massachusetts, and it's bonkers. I mean, it's like $17 a night to rent a campsite. So we go, my kids love the whole process of setting up the tent, building a fire just blows their minds. A lot of these campsites are near swimming activities, so you can go in the lake or in the ocean. The other big one is summertime is bass fishing time. Bring a couple of fishing rods, a couple of lures, and see what we can catch. We are mediocre to bad fisher people, but we give it the old college try and see what we come up with.
That's fun.
Yeah, it is fun. My son talks a big game. He's really into like, oh, I'm a big outdoorsy person, but he hates bugs. And I'm like, come on, guy. He told me that I have a special talent for killing mosquitoes.
What's that?
I'm really good at it. And oh, I'm like, okay. I think I just do it, bud.
I saw some new special bug spray on Instagram.
Oh, yeah.
It says it's great for mosquitoes.
What is it called?
I'll have to look it up and show you. It was a little squirt bottle and they swore by it.
Yeah.
Which is always good.
Awesome.
That's probably the only downer to summer. You've got bugs.
Yeah, but you know, there's lots of bug management solutions. Like, you have that really cool, like, propane powered thing that just massacres mosquitoes.
I think we need another one of those.
Yeah. There's obviously all those candles, et cetera, and there's lots of gadgets now. And of course, the one that always works is bug spray.
Yeah.
All right. This month, we're talking about summer activities in New England, and we're going to start with some things to do around Boston. So if you're not going anywhere, you just need something for the day, and you want to take advantage of summer, what are some ideas of things to do?
Well, I think one thing to really pay attention to is the outdoor concert.
Oh, yeah. At the Hat Shell?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And also there's one, I believe it's in the Seaport.
Yeah,
there's
the Pavilion.
Those can be really awesome. I've gone to those. They're kind of smaller venues.
You're not going to see Taylor Swift.
Right.
But
some really good concerts.
Yeah.
And it's fun to do that. I think it's fun to go to some of these North End waterfront, and there are things that in the North End you might get a festival because they have a lot of festivals to the different saints during the summer, and they can be promenading down the street and get food.
Yeah, I mean, what you're getting at is there's a lot of things where if you look at the calendar of these different institutions, you will find these things. So I'm not really a concert guy. I don't know why. I've got nothing against them. I just don't really go a lot. I have enjoyed the North End festivals. I think St. Anthony is the big one. It is great too. I just sort of break up the routine, like, which is what we're doing in summer.
Yes.
Right? We're trying to get out of the grind and do some things that make our lives a little bit more vibrant.
I also think too that because Boston has little pockets of places that people live, you know, the waterfront has pop-ups, beer gardens. I kind of feel like you need to be a little bit more open to looking at different parts of Boston because different parts have things happening that can be totally interesting that you've never thought to do.
And that's a great way to break it down because sometimes we have too much choice. We don't really know how to get started. And so one way to do it is you might just pick a neighborhood and look up events and happenings.
Yeah.
Just get on Google, say what's happening on Boston's waterfront in July or now it's August, but whatever in the summer. I like to do a lot of outdoorsy stuff. Boston, you actually don't have to go very far to get some pretty decent hiking, fishing.
You can go to Walden Pond and go to the beach, or you could hike around Walden Pond.
Yeah, exactly. Walden Pond is great. It's crystal clear. When you look at the water, it's like the Caribbean. It's not like a murky, muddy pond. And something about how the water drains there.
There are things that are the historic things that happen in Boston, you know, whether it's the Freedom Trail, whether it's the duck boats. And then you can also do that outside of Boston in the suburbs where you go to Concord or you go to the Old North Bridge or you go to Walden Pond. So you can do concerts or historic things, museums, et cetera. Or you can do things that involve outdoor activities like water and hiking.
So I go hiking a lot in the Middlesex Fells. So if you go up to Winchester, Medford, Melrose, Stoneham, all surrounding this pretty decent-sized forest called the Middlesex Fells. And there's some really great hiking trails. There's a couple of really nice lakes in there, which, by the way, they stock with trout, you know, which good is good know. For me. And then they also actually have a small amount of climbing. They have something called the Panther Caves in the Fells. I love the Fells for a nice day because it's an easy drive. You got to know what's up with parking because the parking right in front of the Fells is always packed. So you got to find the right street parking nearby. So the Fells are a really great resource that basically anybody with a car or even an Uber can get to. And you can expand that out to a couple of other places. We talked about Walden Pond. You know, Walden Pond, I have found, has been great with young kids. They do have a beach. It is not the best beach, right? It's not Cape Cod Sandy Beach. It's not Caribbean Sandy Beach. But if you got young kids that like to build sandcastles, it's fine.
And you had also another one that you went to. Was it in Medford or Arlington? That
Oh, yeah.
Shannon Beach.
Yeah.
I guess from my perspective, when I think of beach, mm-hmm. I think I have to go to the ocean to get it. But I think what we have to remember about Boston area is there are a lot of lakes
yeah.
and ponds that have what young families would call beach areas for kids.
Yeah, exactly. Shannon Beach is great. The thing I really like about it is the parking's always available. Like yeah. if you try and go to Walden Pond after, say, like 9 a.m. on a yeah. warm summer day, like good luck. But Shannon Beach doesn't have the same problem. It's a little bit murkier water, a little bit more traditional, like pondy, muddy. But who cares when you have kids?
Yeah. And Cranes Beach, which is, you know, an hour oh, yeah. away, is just unbelievably beautiful.
Gorgeous.
And they've got nature trails. So you can be a city person, mm-hmm. do the pop-ups, the great food, the restaurants outside, the concerts.
Yeah.
Or you can go less than 60 minutes and be at some sort of water having a great day.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we're going to take a quick break and then we'll come back with our joke of the week and a question from the audience.
Did you know that Taylor and I aren't just your favorite real estate podcast hosts? We're also pretty darn good at our day jobs. With over 30 years experience and $1 billion sold in Greater Boston, we're real estate agents you can trust. If you're buying or selling a home, reach out to us at contact@yatesboston.com today. I've got a great joke for you, Taylor.
Hit me.
Why did the ladder feel tall?
Because it was.
It was always climbing up.
Right on. That is good. Okay, we got a question from the audience this week. How can families with children make the most of Boston's summer offerings at places like the New England Aquarium or the Children's Museum or the Franklin Park Zoo?
You'd probably be a better person to ask that question
yeah.
to. But I will just say before we start discussing it is people should know that one of the resources they have is their town libraries sometimes have passes to these museums
right.
and activities. So if you're on a budget and it becomes expensive when you take three or four kids, it's great to know that there's a resource that can help you provide at least passes into the areas.
100%. That was going to be my answer too, is libraries are just amazing community resources and they do have tickets to all of these things. All right, well, thanks for the awesome question. If you're a curious cat would like your question to be considered, you can just send us an email at contact@yeatsboston.com or slide into our DMs at Yeats Team Boston. That's it for this week. Be sure to tune in next week wherever you find your podcasts. If you enjoyed this, be sure to like, subscribe, and give us that 5-star review. You can also find us on Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok at Yeats Team Boston or on the web at yeatsboston.com.